Who can ever forget this awful day in American and really in world history? September 11th is a shocking and devastating, horrifying day that gives us so many memories of what we experienced 18 years ago. And there are so many different important messages that need to be learned from this horrible day. But certainly, as it's in such close proximity to Rosh Hashanah, we have so many ideas that really we can take away, serious ideas that can help frame the season of year for us. Something that I think about all the time is the fact that every person who went to work that day, or every person who boarded a plane on that very infamous morning, had the same routine that we have every day in the morning. So they got up in the morning, and they ate their breakfast, and they had their coffee, and they went out to work, very naively assuming that life would continue to be lived the way it was up until that point, assuming that the status quo would just continue to be that way forever. And that's what all of us think as we wake up in the morning and we do our routine and we go out to work and we do whatever it is that the day brings for us. And we think that an ordinary day is going to be what we will face. And sometimes we are completely shocked. And sometimes, unfortunately, we are faced with something that is a totally new reality, something we never could have imagined, or a circumstance that we never could have even dreamt of. And that is an opportunity for us to take an entirely new perspective on life itself. When events like this happen, it reminds us of how fickle, of how unpredictable, and how insecure life can sometimes be. As we said, everybody that day thought that they were secure, that they had good jobs, that they had good health, and much to their surprise, unfortunately, their lives were cut short, and they had a terrible tragedy that they suffered and that all of us suffered. And I thought about the Pasuk in Sefer Iyov, where the Torah describes something that I think is very relevant to this point, and that is, Adam Yilud Isha. You have a man who was born to a woman. We were all the products of human beings. Kitzar yamim usvar roges. Our lives are short-lived, and we have so much trouble. We have so much difficulty throughout life, the Pasuk says. Kitzitz yatza vayimal. Sometimes the Navi says that we are going to blossom like a flower. Vayivrach kitzel v'lo yamod. And sometimes he vanishes and withers away like a cloud, like a shadow that is not able to stay for too long. Im charutzim yamav mispar chadasha v'itach, asisa v'lo yavor. You have made a decision of how many days, how many years this person's life will continue. V'lo yavor. There's no way of getting around that. It doesn't matter how hard you try. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how good your job is. It doesn't matter how important you are in your company. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put an end to when a person's life will be. V'lo yavor. There's no circumventing that. The Sefer Iyov writes that there is hope. If you have a tree that for whatever reason is cut down or is destroyed in a wind or in a hurricane, Od Yachalif, there will come a time when after a number of years it has the possibility of growing up once again. V'yinakto lo sechadal. It is not completely destroyed. There are roots underneath the ground. Im yazkim ba'aret sharashu ba'afar yamas gizo. Even if it looks to you as if this tree has been totally destroyed, there can come a time when there will be water again, when there will be the right conditions, the Pasuk says, and it will grow once again. However, unfortunately, v'gever yamus v'yechalash v'yigva adam v'yamos. That is not the case when it comes to human beings. Sometimes, unfortunately, the Navi tells us, you have a human being who faces the ultimate end, a human being who faces tremendous difficulty, v'yigva adam v'ayo, and that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided that their time has come, and there is no getting around that. And that is the painful reality of life as we know it. When I think about the horrors of September 11th, and really I think it's important, sometimes as a community we don't focus on it enough, and I think we need to. We say, oh, the people who lost relatives, they're the ones that need to think about it. But really, that is not the case at all, because this really is a Yom Tzara. It is a terrible day of tragedy for all of humanity, and it's something that almost 3,000 lives were lost. You cannot just go on without really making mention of something that was meaningful and something that is impactful from this very important day. So I'm reminded of the frightening and appalling description that the Navi Tzfanya tells us about a day that he describes. And so much of that description is so much the description of exactly what September 11th was, at least for me and for many of us. So the Navi Zechariah writes in the very first parak, the end of the parak, the last few psukim, say the following. Yom Evra HaYom Ahu. That day was a day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of God's wrath. Yom Evra. Yom Tzara Umitsuka, that was a day when it was so much trouble and so much distress for people all over the world. Yom Shoah Umashua was a day of desolation, a day of terrible destruction and calamity. Yom Choshech Va'afela was a day of darkness for those who lived in New York, for sure. You had darkness looming over the entire city. Yom Anan Va'arafela was a day when there was such a dense cloud that cast its shadow over the entire world. That, says the Navi Tzfanya, is a day that he's describing, but then he continues. Yom Shofar Utrua was a day when there were horns blasting and alarming all over the place. Al Ha'arim Habitsuros Va'al Ha'Pnios Hagavos. In the fortified cities and in all the very important towns, that is where you had this alarming sense of desperation. And that is exactly what was felt here. I remember at the time, I was in Baltimore, I was in high school, and they told us, I think we found out like way after it happened, so news travels slowly, so they told us like an hour or two afterward, after the whole world was already nervous, they told us about it, and they said, you know, these planes hit the World Trade Center and everybody in New York is going to be killed. And I said, really? Like, can that be? So I tried to call my parents and all the phone lines were down. And we were in this sense of desperation. Everybody was alarmed. They didn't really understand what was going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will bring terrible distress on people and they will walk around like blind men. You watch videos of what happened on that day. Nobody knows. Are we supposed to go this way? Supposed to go that way? Where are we safe? Where are we not safe? Nobody knew which direction they were supposed to turn. V'shufach damam ka'afar u'luchumam ka'galalim. And he says, unfortunately, people's blood will be spilled like dust, and they will be all over the place, not knowing where to turn and not having any direction. Now, the next pasuk is extremely powerful. It's a magnificent pasuk. It's so important. And he said, gam kasbam v'gam zahavam lo yuchal la'atzilam. All the silver and all the gold in the world was not able to save them, the Navi says. It doesn't matter how much money they had. This is again the Navi Tzefania. B'yom evras Hashem uve'esh kinaso. When the Ribono Shel Olam makes that decision, for whatever reason, we don't understand the calculations, the cheshbonos of Shamayim. However, the Navi says, gam kasbam, gam zahavam, lo yuchal lahatzilam. Doesn't matter how rich, how powerful, how much money somebody might have. When it comes to the Yom Evras Hashem, when the Ribono Shel Olam has, for whatever reason, this sense of anger, uve'esh kenaso te'achel kol ha'aretz, that can destroy an entire land, ki kala ach nivala yase es kol yoshve ha'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a calamity, and it doesn't matter how protected the people think they are. And I believe that is one major lesson to walk away with from this tragedy of September 11th. No matter how robust an economy we had, and no matter how powerful and how strong we thought our country and our community was and our city, and no matter how influential New York City is to the world and how rich and how prosperous a nation that we claim to be, gam kasbam v'gam zahavam lo yuchal la'atzilam, it made no difference. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides it's a Yom Evra, it doesn't matter how much you thought you had, how much power, how much riches, how much glory. It doesn't make any difference. All the money in the world was not able to save this country from being impacted and in many ways from being completely devastated. When Yonah goes up onto the boat, so we're going to read that story as we know, the Maftar Yonah on Yom HaKippurim. And there are so many lessons of tshuva that we need to think about. But one very important pasuk that often gets overlooked is the very beginning of the story when we're told, Vayihi Dvar Hashem al Yonah ben Amitai Lemar. Yonah is given an instruction, he's given a directive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's asked to go on a mission. Kum lechal Ninveh ha'ir ha'gadola. I want you as a messenger of God himself to go to the city of Ninveh, ukra aleh, and I want you to speak with them, ki olsa ra'asam lefanai, because that city has gone out of control, and somebody needs to talk to them to get them back on the right track. Now Yonah does not want to have any part of this. It is not popular to go into a city that you are not familiar with and to start telling them to change their ways. This is not what he wanted to be involved with. But now he was stuck because God had asked him to do it. So what should a person do? Says the pasuk, Vayakam Yonah livroach tarshisha milifnei Hashem. Yonah has a plan. I know that the Ribono Shel Olam wants me to go. I know he has a job for me to do. But I'm going to take a different route. I'm going to take a different course of action. This is not what I want to do. Vayered Yafo vayimsa aniya. He goes right away to the port, to Yafo, and he finds a boat, Ba'a Tarshish, vayitein sechara, and he gives the money that was required for somebody to dock this boat, vayered ba'lavo imayim tarshisha milifnei Hashem. And he decides that's his way of circumventing the shlichus. That's his way of getting around his responsibility. He's going to run away on this boat and he's going to go on his own way. So the Mefarshim point out There are many things to think about when we read the story of Yonah, but two words that often get overlooked are, it says, Yonah goes to the city of Yafo, which is the port, and he sees a boat there, Vayitain Sechara, and he gives the fare that is required for somebody who wants to dock the boat, who wants to go as a passenger. Now, obviously, they wouldn't let you on the boat if you wouldn't pay, so why does the Pasuk have to say that he paid the money to get on the boat? Of course, does the Pasuk also tell us that, by the way, he was wearing a green shirt and a baseball cap and he wanted to camouflage himself and he wanted to make believe as if he wasn't there? Why do we need to know that Yonah paid money as he got on the boat? Of course he paid the money, otherwise they wouldn't let him on. And the answer that many Mefarshim say, I think Rashi and the Radak, other Mefarshim, main Mefarshim on Sefer Yonah write, I don't remember offhand, but they say basically that what happened was Yonah decided he's going to pay the fare of all of the participants on this boat. Sometimes it takes a while the ticket master goes around and he tries to get everyone's tickets and he wants everyone to pay. Yonah says, I'll pay everybody. We got to get out of here as quickly as we can. And it's almost as if he was trying to pay off that he should run away as quickly as he can from the Ribono Shel Olam. And the message there that the Mefarshim write is, as much money as you think you have, you can be the richest man in the world like Yonah was. The Mefarshim say he had a lot of money. And you can think that you're going to outsmart the Ribono Shel Olam. You're going to get past the problem that you have in front of you. That's exactly what the Navi says in Sefania, Gam Kasbam v'gam Zahavam lo yuchal lehatzilam. You can have all the money in the world, you can pay for all the members of the boat to go, and you can ask them to leave immediately. It's still not going to get you around the place where you are supposed to be, and the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided that your time should come. So in Tehillim, David HaMelech writes the very same point. Habotchim al chelam uverov ashram yisalalu. There are some people who are so trusting in their chelam, in their riches, and their glory. And he asks, are those people the right kinds of individuals? Yis halalu. They pride themselves on the fact that they have so much money. Ach lo pado yifdeh, ish lo yitein lelokim kafro. Do you think you can pay off HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you think that's the way it works? Just because you have connections, just because you have money, do you think that that's the way the system works? Vayichi od lanetzach lo yira hashachas. That is not the way that life works out. Ki yira chachamim yamusu. Unfortunately, David HaMelech says, we all know. You look around the world and there is no discrimination between who gets sick and who is healthy. There is no discrimination between, unfortunately, who passes away and who has the gift of life. All people, all of humanity ends up in the same place. And David HaMelech says, ki yira chachamim yamusu yachad ksilu var yovedu va'azvu la'acherim chelam. It doesn't matter how much economic status you may have had, how much power you may have had, what a big family you had, how many connections you had. David HaMelech says, that is not what life is all about, and that will get you nowhere. As the Navi told us, kaspam v'gam zahavam lo yuchal lehatzilam, that is not able to save a person. So the Yalkut Shimoni writes, and it's very relevant to this time of year, shloshe o'avim yesh lo la'adam. There are three very important parts of our lives. And he says, number one is banav u'bnei beisa. My family is so important to me. All of our families are important to us. Umamono, my profession, my money, all that I've worked hard to accomplish in life is also very dear to me. Umaisav hatovim. And then I also cherish all of my good deeds that I've been involved with throughout my life. Bishas pitiraso machnes banav u'bnei beisa v'yomer. So now, when a person's end comes, now I start to get nervous. And I gather in my family quickly and I say, Bibakasha mikem hatzilu bi midin hamavis hara azeh. Maybe you can save me. Maybe you know somebody. Maybe you have a connection. And we try to get our family to be the ones that will provide for us, that will help us. Vehei meshivim, and they answer the pasuk in Koheles, Ein shiltom biyam hamavis. It doesn't matter that you were a father, that you were a grandfather. It doesn't matter how important you were to this family. Ein shiltom biyam hamavis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that it's time, then that's unfortunately the reality, and it doesn't matter how important your children and your family might be, the Ribono Shel Olam has made a decision. So then he's going to go and he's going to try to negotiate with his money, and he says, Hatzileni, let me take all the money that I accumulated over life, maybe that will be able to save me. V'hu meishavlo, and the money responds to him, a pasuk in Mishlei, lo yoel hon biyom evra. When the Ribono Shel Olam has decided, lo yoel hon, all the money in the world will not be able to circumvent this plan, the only way around it is tzedakah tatzel mimavis. That's what the pasuk says in Sefer Mishlei. V'hu machnis maisim tovim ve'omer lahem atziluni. Then he goes to the final of the three aspects of his life that were so dear to him, and he says, save me. My maisim tovim, all the wonderful things that I've done, v'heim omrim lo, ad shelo tavu ludin anu makdimin lecha. We will not only go and defend you, we will go before you, and we will negotiate, we will go on your behalf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we will ask, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'halach lefanav tzidkecha Kivod Hashem Ya'asvucha. And that is what the Torah tells us here. Tzedakah Tatzel Mimavis. In the end of the day, that is what the Navi warns us. It's not about the money. It's not about the power. It's not about how important a person thinks he is. It's Tzedakah Tatzel Mimavis. It's the Maisim Tovim that we're involved with. That is what will last. That is what will stand for us. That is what we'll have. Tzidkasa Omedes La'ad. That's what has enduring legacy and everlasting legacy for a human being. Everything else outside of that really does not have too much meaning in the ultimate sense of the word, at least in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the events of this world and the way that they unfold.